Hello, and welcome to the Catholic Torch Podcast, Episode 12. We will start out with prayer. We will be praying the Memorare. In nomine Patris et Filii et Spiritus Sancti. Amen. Remember, O most gracious Virgin Mary, that never was it known that anyone who fled to thy protection, implored thy help, or sought thy intercession was left unaided. Inspired with this confidence, I fly unto thee, O Virgin of Virgins and Mother. To thee do I come, before thee I stand, sinful and sorrowful. O Mother of the Word Incarnate, despise not my petitions, but in thy mercy hear and answer me. Amen. In nomine Patris et Filii et Spiritus Sancti. Amen. Today's episode is brought to you by Juan's Mobile Welding. Thank you again for your continued support, Juan. I'm going to run tonight's episode a little bit different. We're going to read the parable that God gave to St. Catherine of Siena, and then I'm going to leave you in silence and let you meditate on that. When we come back next week, we will be talking about how penance and other corporal exercises are to be taken as instruments for arriving at virtue. And now I will continue with the dialogue of St. Catherine of Siena. Dost thou know how these three virtues stand together? It is as if a circle were drawn on the surface of the earth, and a tree, with an offshoot joined to its side, grew in the center of the circle. The tree is nourished in the earth contained in the diameter of the circle, for if the tree were out of the earth, it would die and give no fruit. Now, consider in the same way that the soul is a tree existing by love, and that it can live by nothing else than love, and that if this soul have not in very truth the divine love of perfect charity, she cannot produce fruit of life, but only of death. It is necessary, then, that the root of this tree, that is, the affection of the soul, should grow in and issue from the circle of true self-knowledge, which is contained in me, who have neither beginning nor end, like the circumference of the circle. For, turn as thou wilt within a circle, inasmuch as the circumference has neither end nor beginning, thou always remainest within it. This knowledge of thyself and of me is found in the earth, of true humility, which is as wide as the diameter of the circle. That is as the knowledge of self and of me, for otherwise the circle would not be without end and beginning, but would have its beginning in knowledge of self, and its end in confusion, if this knowledge were not contained in me. Then the tree of love feeds itself on humility, bringing forth from its side the offshoot of true discretion, in the way that I have already told thee, from the heart of the tree, that is the affection of love which is in the soul, and the patience, which proves that I am in the soul, and the soul in me. This tree, then, so sweetly planted, produces fragrant blossoms of virtue, with many scents of great variety, inasmuch as the soul renders fruit of grace and of utility to her neighbor, according to the zeal of those who come to receive fruit from my servants. And to me she renders the sweet odor of glory and praise to my name, and so fulfills the object of her creation. In this way, therefore, she reaches the term of her being, that is myself, her God, who am eternal life. And these fruits cannot be taken from her without her will, inasmuch as they are all flavored with discretion, because they are all united, as has been said above.